Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. There are those who would tell you you're going to have to do all of this heavy lifting by yourself. Don't misinterpret that what you're being told, even from the stage, to mean that you're going to reach within, find everything you need, pull it out, and then defeat that which is the old energy. Because there is so much help coming your way. And it's not help that it's on the way, it's help that is here right now. It's hard to know even where to start. It's internal, it's external, it's even extraterrestrial. This shift that you are going through on this planet right now has been experienced all through the galaxy. Life on your planet started late. You can look at the science, if you wish, behind this. Millions of years between starts and stops. When life got started, then it was snuffed out again by certain attributes of the planet until it finally grabbed hold and took and stayed. Other planets in this galaxy, so many of them, created at the same time yours was, didn't have that. And that means that their life got started a lot sooner than yours did. And this is life like yours, on planets like yours, with attributes of their planets, gravity, water, sun, like yours. There's tens of thousands of them, like yours. Your science is now just starting to see them, identify them, name some of them. There was a question years and years ago, are you alone? Of course not. If you sat alone on a beach with a tiny little island with sand all around you, how many of you would then ponder, I wonder if there's sand anywhere else on the earth? It's like that. It's almost foolishness to now ask that question. And those life forms, the sentient ones that grew like you did with cities and evolution and all the things, had a very similar attribute. And the similarity was there was low consciousness at first, which evolved and developed into something better. Not all of them. Some of them didn't make it. They destroyed themselves. You might have done the same and didn't. And didn't. It's not eminent. You didn't. And the others, they had a time, a shift. And that time sometimes took a long time. Others, it was quick, depending upon their choice, what they did with themselves. But they went through it. The result is you come out on the other side with a higher consciousness that can think and conceive of things you cannot think of and conceive of now. Yes, there are things you cannot compute or think of or even contemplate now because of the consciousness that is limited here. I always use the same example for those of you who have not heard this. This planet's consciousness right now is in black and white. A higher consciousness is in full color. So let me ask you, if I came down to this planet and tried to show you color in a black and white world, what would you think? And the first thing is I'm crazy. And the second thing is you wouldn't understand it. You'd see shades of gray. There are things you cannot see yet or know yet because you're not there. And all the things on this planet that are starting to move and help you with this leap through this shift are going to give you color. And you're not alone. There's energies on the planet that are almost like time capsules that have been left here for you, that have now opened and involved in vacuuming up, you might say, older energy and pushing out newer energy potentials, so that a human being would see it, acknowledge it, understand it, and use it. That's your planet. That's Gaia. There are time capsules that have been left for you by others in the galaxy, knowing you would awaken at some point. And then when you started to do that awakening, they started then releasing the information and the energy that you need now. You have help. Imagine for a moment that you have a galaxy filled with ascended beings who are watching you, who all went through the shift. If you could query them and say, what could you do for planet Earth, a free choice planet, that would help them the most? And they would say to you, we would leave time capsules so if they started to awaken, we could push them along and help them with information and things and inventions and all that. But they had to start awakening and go through the shift first. Well, dear ones, you are awakening and you are going through the shift, and those things are beginning to occur. The magnetic grid that I talked about is shifting, moving. All of these things to allow higher thinking. Warning. Higher thinking is not being afraid of conspiracy issues. That's fear thinking. All of you who might go in that direction, be aware you don't have to go in that direction unless it serves you, unless it's something that's entertaining for you. If you want to know real wisdom and love, you'll go inside and look for the angelic qualities that are beginning to occur with you on the planet that are peaceful, loving, compassionate, and real. That's where it starts. Mastery is here. Tomorrow I'll tell you another point that you need to know, that I've already given you some channels for, but I do this for those in the group that has to do with, when are the masters coming back? Hasn't this been predicted by almost all of your belief systems? They all have masters that are coming back. I'll talk about that tomorrow. It's an excellent time for you to examine what's really happening here. But to understand this, you are not alone. That there are so many energetic forces, you might say. You might even say an army of angelic beings behind you as you start to solve the problem. Crying, what can I do as an individual who sits here in this country to spread the light on the planet? And the very first thing I'm going to tell you that you have heard before, but you might not agree with, is spread the light in you. What you don't know is the power of your own consciousness on the field for others. As you show peacefulness in times of turmoil, it's almost like you're painting a picture for others to look at. It's almost like you strike a light in the dark, and others then are attracted to it and may come to you. Not to ask you what you did as much as simply to be in your light. How many of you experience that? Those who just want to be with you because they realize that you're a compassionate person, a listener. That is the mark of mastery, dear ones. You're a listener. If you want to stand on a stage in a soapbox and project what's wrong, you're not a listener. And that is not a compassionate attitude either. It's an agenda. And it's a gender you might feel is really correct. But think about it. Weigh it. How is this helping those around you? Why don't you weigh the things you do with that? How is this helping those around me? What can I do right now? And the answer is drop into your heart, be quiet, and generate the light that is yours. And what you're going to find, as soon as you begin that, you might even ask, dear Spirit, give me this ability to drop into my heart and feel the difference. You'll have help when you do that. But when you do that, you start to generate an energy that is multidimensional, you're not even aware of, that starts connecting to the field, that starts connecting all over the planet. It's a grid, you might say, that you're not aware of. It's a light grid. It's a love grid. These are the things you can do. And there are those who will sit there and say, well, it's got to be something better than that. Is there a group I can start? Is there a book I can write? And I would say, you're so linear. That was the old energy. This is the new energy. And today you are being asked to look at it differently, assimilate it differently, be multidimensional, and the things you don't understand, leave them alone. It's not necessary for you to cognize every single spoke in the wheel to know how the watch works, when you can look at it and see what time it is. These are the instructions for the day, you might say. And they've always been this. It gets tougher as the shift gets tougher. That's why you're here, perhaps sitting here to listen. How many of you truly are willing to have yourself changed today in such a way that you drop barriers, or that you stop perhaps thinking you know is probably not the best for you? That's coming. That's coming next. These are the things that I wanted to tell you. It continues. More today, more tomorrow. This is the message that I have for humanity that has never changed, ever. For 36 years, you are dearly loved. You are working with situations and energies that are just starting to emerge that are new. And some of them may even be frightening. But you're an experienced, wise light worker. You've seen everything. Now it's time to remember it and strike your light. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.